Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chagiga Daf Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Before we begin our shiur, we glance at the side of the Gemara. We notice a nosei, a topic heading on the upper part of Daf Ches, where we've written the following. Tofel. The word tofel is of central importance for the upcoming sugya. This has to do with chibur meiser im chulin, connecting or attaching or adding meiser money. Now, we have to say a word about what is meiser money. Meiser is a reference to meiser sheni money. This is money that one has set aside as a result of redeeming 10% of his produce on the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the sabbatical cycle, where 10% of his produce is set aside with the original intention of bringing it to Yerushalayim, eating it in Jerusalem. But if it's too much quantity-wise, he has the option of redeeming it, and the funds are then brought to Yerushalayim and spent on food over there. So we're talking about those monies, the Meiser Sheni money. Tofel means adding it or connecting it to one's chulin funds. And here we say, we have written as follows: Hahesber laha de Beis Hillel Mafshin Shimush Bekesef Meiser Sheni, the explanation of the opinion of Beis Hillel that allows the use of money, Meiser Sheni money, Lirechishas Korban Chagigo. This, of course, we have discussed in our previous shiur, for the purpose of purchasing the Chagiga Korban, Lamrois Shehu Dover Shebechoiva, even though, and this is the key issue, even though the Chagiga is an obligatory sacrifice. And that which is obligatory, generally speaking, one is not allowed to use Meiser Sheni funds for the purchase thereof. And we will also see in our Gemara Machlokis, Chizki of Rabbi Yochanan Eich Toflin, when we speak about adding the funds to the Chulin funds, to your mundane personal funds, how is that to be done? According to Chizkiya, you will see in the Gemara, Toflin Behema LeBehema. That would mean that if you have Meiser Sheni funds, you have to buy one animal exclusively from Chulin funds, and additional animals that you want to declare also as a Korban Chagiga, once you have purchased an animal from Chulin funds, additional animals can be purchased with Meiser Sheni funds. And Rabbi Yochanan will say, Teuflin Mois Lemois, the Eng Teuflin Beim Lehem. We'll see this all in the Gemara, where Rabbi Yochanan says you can add monies together to buy a larger animal than otherwise, but not to buy a separate animal from Meiser Sheni funds. Let's now turn to the Gemara, the second line from the top, Omar Mar, a quote from that which we have seen already. Beis Hillel Omrim Min HaMeiser, that the Korban Chagiga of the first day of Yom Tov, one can use Meiser Sheni money for its purchase. The Gemara asks, Amai, how can you be allowed to use Meiser Sheni funds for the purpose of a Korban Chagiga Dover Shebechoivahu? The Korban Chagiga is an obligatory type sacrifice. V'chol Dover Shebechoivah, all items, all things that are obligatory, Eino Bo Elo Min HaChulin, their purchase can be made only from Chulin, from non-sanctified funds. So how can he use money that's been dedicated for Meiser Sheni purposes, which has a certain level of sanctity to them, how can they be used for something that is for some other item that's obligatory? Omar Ula betofel. So Ula says it is true, you can use Meiser Sheni funds, but only in the tofel fashion. Rashi on the second line from the top says, "Betofel mechaber means to attach, to connect. Mechaber meiser im hachulin, to connect meiser funds with chulin funds, umevi, and then bring the sacrifice. Upligia moroi kates atoflin, and we'll see immediately a machlokis amorim how this is done. So we continue in the Gemara. Chizki omar toiflin behemo lebehemo, v'ein toiflin mois lemois. You add money for the purpose of buying a separate chagiga after you purchased your original animal from personal funds, from chulin funds. Additional animals can be purchased with meiser sheni funds, but you don't mix the monies together to buy one large animal with the combined funds. We glance at Rashi on the third line from the top. Imagine a man has a number of people joining him on the holiday for the base Hamikdash time holiday meal. So he has a lot of mouths to feed. V'ein lohen sipuk b'vehemachas, and there wouldn't be enough meat for them in one animal. Yovi achas l'chagigo min achulin, so he buys one animal as his original korban chagigo from personal funds. V'sha'ar min ha-meiser, the other animals from using the meiser sheni money. Even though all those animals that come on the first day of Yom Tov are called chagiga, kvar yotzi yedei choyva borishona min achulin, he's already fulfilled his obligation through the first animal that he bought from or bought with chulin funds. So you don't have a situation that, of course, we wanted to avoid, of where Meiser Sheni funds are used for something that's obligatory. His obligation, he fulfilled with the chulin money through the first animal that he bought exclusively with chulin funds. True, the subsequent animals also are referred to by the term chagiga, but they are not his actual obligation. The Rashi continues, V'ein toiflin mois lemois, liknois behema gedoyla. We don't add money together to create a pot of money of chulin and meiser sheni funds together to buy a large animal. Now, we'll pick up with the Rashi momentarily, but let's continue first in the Gemara text. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Toiflin mois lemois, you pool the money together, the chulin money together with the meiser sheni money. The ain toiflin behema le behema. And as we said, we look back at the Rashi where we left off. Rabbi Yochanan Omar ibcha. Rabbi Yochanan said the opposite of Chizkia. Lamor, according to Chizkia, is chazile shapir tfei yitzias yidei chavoso min achulin. It creates a better, clearer impression where you fulfill your obligation using chulin money, kishemevi behemo shlemo min achulin, where you buy a complete animal with chulin funds. Ulamor, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is chazi leishapir tfei, it appears better, kishechulin muravin im kol achiloisov, where there's an element of chulin in everything that he is eating. See, according to in the Chizkia, those subsequent animals, you don't have any chulin representation in those animals because they were bought exclusively with meiser sheni funds. With regard to Rabbi Yochanan, where all the money is pulled together to buy a large animal, so in every bite that you take, some of that which you're eating is food, is meat from chulin funds. Now let's go back to the Gemara text. Tanya Kavose, the Chizkia, Tanya Kavose to Rabbi Yochanan. We have Tanaic sources supporting both of these Amoraic approaches. Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan. This word that opens the Brisa is a quote from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud, and before we learn the Gemara itself, we glance at the side where we've included the Pasuk on the side of the Gemara, and it reads, Ovyasiso Chag Shavuos Lashem Elokecha Misas Nidvas Yodecha Asher Titein Kasher Yivarchicha Hashem Elokecha. So in this pasuk we see a celebration of the holiday of Shavuos, and the word Misas appears there. So that word is, as our Gemara says, Melamed Shalda Mevi Choyvoso Min Achulin. From this word, We see the Gemara will investigate this later on. Where do you know this from? But there's a given right now that this word points to chulin, that you bring your holiday obligation, your holiday sacrifice, from personal common funds, mundane monies. Uminayin shimrotzo la'arev ma'arev. From where do we know that if you want to mix chulin funds together with meiser sheni funds to buy one large animal, that is an acceptable option? Talmud loymar kasher yivorechecho Hashem elokecho. And that pasuk is telling me from all that Hashem has blessed you with. So that the pasuk points to this practice or the approach that Rabbi Yochanan suggested of mixing chulin funds with the meiser sheni funds to buy a large animal. The Rashi, you can see there's a Rashi across from here, ma'arev, ein loshem zeh, this expression of ma'arev, noifel, it doesn't apply, elo b'mois, shekona ben behema, it applies to the money through which you buy the animal. To shtei behemois, if you're dealing with two separate animals, zu nikeres le'atzma, v'zu nikeres le'atzma, it wouldn't be appropriate to use that expression. As Rashi says, that when you are dealing with the purchase of two separate animals, zuni keres liatzma, zuni keres liatzma, each one is visible or is noticeable as a separate entity, and hence the word ma'arev, that word would not be appropriate. Ma'arev means mixed together. Let's turn back to the Gemara. Tanya Kavosei de Chizkia. We have a Tanaic source supporting Chizkia's approach, which was the idea of subsequent animals bought with Meiser Sheni funds. Misas. Melameh Shada Mevi Chayvosu Minachulin. The beginning of these two sources are the same. The word Misas points to the expected use of Chulin funds. Beishamay Omrim. Yom Rishon Minachulin. Mikan ve'elef min ha'maiser. According to Beis Shammai, when it comes to the first day of Yom Tov, that's the day that's designated for the Korban Chagiga, we'll say the primary day that's designated for the Korban Chagiga, there's no toiflin. However, on subsequent days, when you've already fulfilled your Chagiga obligation, on subsequent days when the fulfillment of Mitzvahs Simcha, of rejoicing, that you can, Beis Shammai acknowledges, you can use Meiser Sheni funds for that. It can be from the Meiser. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Achila Rishona Min Hachulin, Mikan Ve'elech Min HaMeiser. The term Achila Rishona means the first animal that you buy, that should be from chulin funds. Subsequent animals, even on the first day of Yom Tov, but subsequent animals, those can be purchased through the Meiser Sheni funds, and that's similar to Chizkiah's approach. The source goes on, Ushar Kol Yemois HaPesach, the other days of Pesach, which are for Simcha, assuming, of course, that he was Yotze already his first on the first day, the Chagiga obligation. So the mitzvah that remains afterwards throughout the holiday is a mitzvah of simcha, of rejoicing. So the rest of the days, Adam Yotze Yedei Chavoso B'Meiser Behema. One can even use the animal tithe. But up till now, we spoke about Meiser Sheni, that was tithe, one separates from his produce and then redeems the fruits onto money. Here, we're talking about a new kind of tithe. It's the Meiser Behema tithe. This is every year, an animal, one out of 10% of the births of animals that a person experiences in his herd or in his flock, he separates, and that is ultimately brought as a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Meiser Behema. That can be used on the holiday for simcha purposes. The Rashi comments, Ushar kol yemoisa Pesach she'enon ela l'simcha, the subsequent days of the holiday of Pesach, which are only for simcha purposes. Adam yotze b'meiser behema im yeshlo v'kol shekin shekina shlomo v'mois meiser sheni. He can use even meiser behema. Certainly, he can use meiser sheni for simcha. We turn back to the Gemara. B'yom tov mai taimo lo. Why on the first day of Yom Tov is he not to use meiser behema? Because the source was very clear that meiser behema comes into the picture, sha'ar kol yemos ha-Pesach, the balance, the rest of the days of Pesach, but not the first day. Why is that? Omar Ravashi, Dilma osi l'asuri b'yom tov, v'iefsher l'asir b'yom tov, mishum sakrasa. If we allow a person to use meiser behema on the first day of Yom Tov, he might come to actually do the meiser behema tithe on the first day of Yom Tov. And part of the tithing process involves the animals that were born that year in the man's flock. They pass through a narrow passageway, and he counts them 1, 2, 3, and each tenth animal he paints with a red, with some red paint. And painting on Yom Tov proper is not allowed. Therefore, we preempt that situation from arising by saying you won't be able even to use the Meister Behema on the first day, so he doesn't have any incentive to tithe the Meister Behema on Yom Tov proper, on the first day of Yom Tov when Molochus are forbidden. We turn back to the Gemara. My mashma dahai misas lishna dechulin hu. Above, we saw the Tanaic sources mentioning that misas indicated chulin. From where do you see that in scriptures? The Gemara answers, k'tichti vayosem hamelech achashverosh mas al horetz. So the word mas is like the word misas. Literally, it says that he placed a tax on the people, but you can see the word mas or misas is in the context of general funds, not kodesh, not holy sanctified funds. Yisrael yoytzin yidei choyvoson b'nedarim nedovas. The quote here is telling us that people, the Jewish people, can fulfill their mitzvah of simcha through sacrifices that one had prior to Yom Tov had vowed to bring. So when Yom Tov comes, he brings these animals as his personal sacrifices, and through the eating of the meat of those animals, he fulfills the mitzvah of simcha. Ton Rabbonan v'somachto v'chagecha l'rabois kol minei smochois l'simcha. The pasuk is telling me that all kinds of simcha or forms of simcha are suitable for this particular mitzvah. Now we have to note that there, and Rashi quotes this, that ein simcha elo b'bosar. So we know from other sources that simcha is a reference to the eating of meat. Now what do we mean here to include all kinds of simcha? So the source explains itself. Mikan amru chachomim Yisrael yoytzin yedei choyvoson. The Jewish people can fulfill their obligation of v'salmachta b'chagecha b'nedorim b'nedovas v'maiser behema through vow offerings. The nedorim and nedovas are different types of vows, and neder is a person takes upon himself, I will bring such and such a type of korban. We're talking, of course, about a shlomim korban, or nedovas is a situation where a person points to a particular animal, says I'm going to bring this animal as a shlomim type sacrifice, meat from which the owners eat, and uva meiser behema, the meiser behema tithe. Also, when it's brought as a sacrifice, the owners, if they do so, if they bring it to Yerushalayim on the holiday, they will fulfill simcha through eating its meat. Va'kohanim, the kohanim who serve in the Beis Hamikdash, and who are entitled to eating additional kinds of sacrifices, they can fulfill the mitzvah of simcha b'chatos, b'osham, u'b'chor, u'b'chaz v'shok, with different kinds of sin offerings. A chatos is a sin offering, an osham is a guilt offering, b'chor a firstborn, which is firstborn male animals are given to the Kohen as a gift, and he brings that as a sacrifice. Chaz v'shok are the different parts of the Shlomim sacrifices that are given to the Kohanim. Yachal af boifus of menachas. Could it be that a person can fulfill his mitzvah of simcha through these kinds of sacrifices, bird offerings and meal offerings? Oifos is a reference specifically to a chatasof. That's a bird offering that, when brought to the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen eats from that. And a mincha likewise is a meal offering that the Kohen benefits from. Can he fulfill the mitzvah of simcha through those? Talmud Lomar, v'somachta b'chagecha. And you can see we've dashed underlined b'chagecha. Let's continue to the top of Omid Beis. Mi shechagiga ba mehem. The method or item through which you fulfill simcha is that kind of meat through which you would fulfill the mitzvah of chagiga. What is the source of a chagiga? What kind of meat does one use for chagiga? Animal meat, not birds, and certainly not meal offerings. Yatsu elu, to the exclusion of oifus and menachas, she'ein chagiga bo mehem. The chagiga offering does not come through them. Therefore, when the pasuk says v'samachta bechagecha, we're learning that the mitzvah of simcha is fulfilled through that which you would be able to fulfill the chagiga obligation. Rav Ashi Omar mivasomachto nafka. Now, Rav Ashi's approach is different than the source we just saw. He doesn't emphasize the word chagecha. He says when you look at the word vesomachto itself, you learn the exclusion yotsu elu, to the exclusion of the oifos and minochas. She'ein bohem simcha. Person does not experience joy through the eating of fowl nor cakes, meal offerings. Ravashi hai bechagecha mai ovidlei. What does Ravashi do with the word bechagecha that we had emphasized according to the Tanaic source? Answer: Hahu l'chav Daniel bar Katina. He needs the word v'chagecha for Rav Daniel's teaching. The Omer of Daniel bar Katina, Omer Rav, minayin she'ein noisim noshim b'moed. From where do we learn that marriages are not to take place on the holiday? Shenemar v'somachto b'chagecha. Here the emphasis is on the word b'chagecha, and the Torah is telling me you shall rejoice in the holiday v'lo b'ishtecha, not the joy through the joy of marriage. Marriage is very important, but when it comes to the holiday, the emphasis, the one's joy is focused exclusively on the holiday and not on ishtecha. And the ishtecha, of course, means getting married. Don't confuse this idea with the mitzvah v'samachto ato ubeisecha, where there the Torah is commanding a person to make sure that his wife enjoys, experiences pleasure on the Yom Tov. This particular drosha is not related to that. This is the simcha of acquiring a wife. That is what one is not to do on Yom Tov. On the side of our Gemara, we have a Nosei topic heading. Ba-Mishneh Muva Dalid Matzavim. In the Mishnah, we're going to see four situations. Shel kamut ha'oichlim v'kamut ha'kesef she'oimei l'rishuso l'rechishas korbonas ha'chag. Four situations involving amount of eaters, of people that a person has in his domain, and the amount of money available to a person for the purchase of holiday sacrifices. Four situations. So now let's see the Mishnah. Mi sheyesh lo oichlim merubin u'nechosim mu'atim. A person who has a lot of people in his household and he has limited funds, maybe shlomim rubim v'oilois motim, he should focus his expenditures on focus them or emphasize the purchase of shlomim. It's a type of sacrifice that the people eat from, and minimize the number of olos. The ola is a type of sacrifice that's completely burnt. The person does not benefit from that eating wise. On the holidays, of course, there you have a chagiga offering, and we have an ola, olas re'iyah offering. So that if one has ideas of increasing the number of sacrifices, but these are his circumstances, he should emphasize the shlomim and de-emphasize the number of olos. He should spend less on the olos. Second situation, nechasim ruben va'ochlin mu'atim, has a lot of funds, few people in his house, maybe olos rubos u'shlamim mu'atim. There he should emphasize the olos and spend less on the shlamim. Ze v'zem what? He has few people in his household. He also has little funds available. So here, al zeh ne'emar, regarding this, the Torah says ma'al kesef and shtei kesef, namely the minimum amounts for each kind of sacrifice. The fourth situation, zeh v'zeh merubim, he has a lot of people, but he also has a lot of funds available. Al zeh ne'emar, ish kematnas yodoi kevirkas Hashem Elokecha asher nosan loch. There, a person should spend in accordance with the abundance that Hashem has provided you with. So if you're a situation like that, and you have a lot of money available and you have a lot of people, so splurge on the shlomim and splurge on the purchase of olos as well. We have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text pointing to that which was mentioned earlier. There was mention in situation one of bringing shlomim merubim. This was a comment made on someone that has a lot of people to feed and has little by way of money available. Shlomim merubim mehecha maisi lo ha'lesle. How can that person be expected to bring a lot of shlomim when he is described as someone has little by way of funds? So Omar Rav Chisda toifel. Umevi par godol. The idea of having additional money available, that's through toiflin, the topic that we open today's shir with. That means he's going to take money of chulin and money of meiser and add them together to bring a large animal. Omar le Rav Sheshes, Hare Omru. Toiflin behema le behema. Rav Sheshes responds to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, "You mix the funds together." This, of course, is reminiscent of that which we saw at the beginning of today's shiur, where we saw Rabbi Yochanan say, "Toiflin mos le mos." So that Rav Chisda's comment should be familiar to us, and that is a way that a person will be able to increase the amount of food available, and hence the Mishnah spoke about maybe shlomim rubim. They'll be bringing a lot of meat that is labeled as shlomim. Rav Sheshes says back something that appears a bit vague to us at this point, and hence the Gemara asks, and the question takes a few lines to develop, my ko'omar le, what is Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chisda? If you think that the following is that which he's saying, Hare Omru Toiflin Behema Le Behema Avol Loimo Islamos. Rav Sheshes's comment was, as we saw, Toiflin Behema Le Behema. And if you think that Rav Sheshes was saying that you are to do like we saw Chizkiyah's approach of you buy the first animal with chulin funds and subsequent animals with meiser sheni funds, but don't mix the monies together to buy one large animal. For lemole, then Rav Sheshes should have said explicitly to Rav Chisda, "Ein teuflin mois lemois." Where Rav Chisda says you are teuflin mois, he said teufel may be par godol. Rav Sheshes should have negated that directly, that you don't do that. That's not what Rav Sheshes said. Elohochi Omarle. Rather, this is what Rav Shesha said, was saying. Hare Omru, Af Teuflin Behema LeBehema. You, Rav Chista, said that all you do, the only option that you have if you want to increase your funds is by mixing the Meiser Sheni together with the Chulin, and thereby you're able to buy more than otherwise. And Rav Sheshes comes along and says, you have another option, and that is by buying additional, maybe smaller animals, but adding a second behemoth to the first behemoth. First behemoth from Chulin funds, second behemoth from Meiser Sheni funds. So now, what's Rav Sheshes then saying in practicality? He says Rav Sheshes would be saying, in terms of Teuflin, you have two options. You can Teuflin Mois Lemois, and you can Teuflin Behemoth LeBehemoth. Oh, if that's Rav Sheshes' approach, we ask a question. Come on, your approach is Delok Yechizkiyo Delok Rav Yochanan. You're not reflecting Rav Sheshes', you Rav Sheshes are not reflecting either one of their approaches. V'chitemo Amoroi Hu Depligi Masnaisa Lo Pligi. You might want to say, okay, so Rav Sheshes represents an additional opinion that the Amoroim are arguing, but as far as the Tanaic sources, now on Omid Aleph we saw two Tanaic sources. We saw one source presenting a support for Rabbi Yochanan, another source presenting a support to Chizkiyah. Comes along Rav Sheshes, and he would be telling us, listen, those two sources don't really argue on one another. It's only the Amoroyim that argue with one another, and I represent a separate opinion. So that you wouldn't have any attack on Rav Sheshes from either one of those sources. If we glance at Rashi, this of course is part of our question. Let's glance at Rashi. Lo pligi b'mois ela b'behema. As far as the sources that are presented, they don't argue regarding monies. Both agree you can add monies together. They happen to argue about buying separate animals from through Meiser Sheni funds. The source that said im rotzal, that was the first of the two sources that we saw in Omid Aleph. Hu dekomar mois dafka. That source is saying the mixing together of monies alone. Avol idoch masniso svirle bein mois bein behema. The second source would have been of the opinion that you can mix monies together or buy separate animals. First one of Chulin, through Chulin, the other ones of through Meiser funds. For Rav Sheshes, Kibraisa Basraisa Sphirla, and Rav Sheshes would be able to attach or use as his basis the second source. So at this point, we go back to the Gemara, and the Gemara is analyzing Rav Sheshes. And we're saying, well, Rav Sheshes, who said both options were available, maybe he, in fact, is not like Chizkiyah, nor like the Rabbi Yochanan, and the Amoraim argue with one another, but the Tanaic sources, Masnisa Lo Pligi, and Masnisa Lo Pligi, as Rashi says, be very, very careful with translating this Gemara. The sources don't argue with regard to the mixing together of funds. That there's no argument about, and the second source says not only can you mix together the funds to buy one large animal, but you can also buy separate animals as we describe. Ah, but you can't say that, Pshat. V'ha'katani, the source said, Achila Rishona min hachulin. That was the language that you saw in the source itself. And if you want to see that more clearly, use the little arrow that you have to the immediate side of the Gemara text, where you can look back to Omid Aleph and see where in the second source this quote comes from. So the Gemara says, no, the term Achila Rishona, which you thought meant exclusively animal, but not mixing of funds, that the Achila Rishona has to come exclusively from Chulin. My Achila Rishona, what does Achila Rishona really mean? Shi'ur Demei Achila Rishona Min HaChulin. The value of your eating of your first eating must come from chulin funds. So we look in the Rashi, Demei Achila Rishona Klomar, Achila Rishona Stama Kotoni. It says the first eating, the islay, the first eating that you do, Bein Behemo Atzma, Bein Mols Shiur Achila Rishona. It leaves room for both possibilities, for a behemoth that's exclusively from chulin, or a large animal in which there is enough, let's say, value within that large animal that there would be enough chulin funds to purchase a small animal. But in this case where you mixed the monies together, so you bought one large animal, and there's a shiur, there's a quantity of achila rishona in that large animal that can be said to have come from the chulin funds. So at this point in the Gemara, Rav Sheshes appears to be, in fact, a third approach to Toflin, where Rav Yochanan said exclusively, Toflin, Mois Lemois, and not Behemo Lebehemo. Chizkiya said, Toflin Behemo Lebehemo, not Mois Lemois. Rav Sheshes says, Af, as we just saw in our Gemara, Af, Toflin Behemo Lebehemo. You can even add separate animals to the animals that you bring, purchasing those subsequent animals with the Meiser Sheni funds. And of course, you can mix the funds together to buy one large animal. The Gemara continues, but before we continue in the text, we glance at the side, the Nosei, the topic heading, Hifrish Eser Behemus L'Chagigoso. Person set aside 10 animals, and he said, I'm bringing this as my Korban Chagigo. V'hikriv Chamesh Behemus B'Yom Tov Rishon. And on the first day of Yom Tov, he offered 5 of those animals. Mahu L'Hakriv Ashar Behemshich Achag. Can he offer the rest of the animals on the subsequent days of the holiday? Haim Kayom Ba'ayoshel Bal Tosif. Is there a problem of the Isur, the prohibition of adding to that which the Torah states, adding to that which the Torah commands? Me'achar Shekosu V'Chagosim Oisoi. The Torah speaks about celebrating one day, the Mashmachad Yuma V'Su Lo. The Chagosim Oisoi, the words of the Torah indicate that one day of the holiday is dedicated toward the Chagiga. And here you have a person that would be, in effect, spending or using more of the days than just one day for the Chagiga. Omar Ula, we continue now in the Gemara. Omar Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagigoso. Person set aside 10 animals and dedicated them as a Korban Chagigo. Hikriv Chomesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. If he offered 5 of them on the first day of Yom Tov, Choseru Makriv Chomesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. He can, at the end of the holiday, offer the other 5. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kevon Sheposak Shuv Eino Makriv. Now, we've highlighted Rabbi Yochanan with a triangle because of that which we will see later in the Gemara. But we also have a numbering scheme here where Rabbi Yochanan represents what seems to be a second opinion to that of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you can offer the balance the rest of the holiday. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Kevon Sheposak, once you stopped, Shuv Eino Makriv. You can't offer the rest. Omar Rabbi Abba, Velo Pligin. Rabbi Abba says, and you know, these two opinions are not arguing with one another. Velo Pligi, they're not arguing. Kan Bistam, Kan Bimeforesh. Rashi says across from here, Bistam, Im Hifrishon Stam. He said, I'm setting aside these 10 animals as a Chagiga. Eino choser umakrivon kidemeforsh beozil. He cannot then offer the balance later, as will be explained. Kan bimeforesh domar behedya, where he says explicitly, I'm setting aside these 10 animals for the first day of Yom Tov as a chagiga. Domar Behedyo, he said explicitly, Liom Rishon Ani Mafrishes Kulan. Choser Umakrivon. She'eno Elo Tashlume Rishon. Once you label all 10 animals for one day, and you didn't offer them all the first day, the subsequent offerings are simply considered a tashlumen, a completion, a filling of the balance of that one day that you had dedicated them towards. Now, let's continue in the Gemara. Hai Stam, the case of Stam, Hechidom, the case of Stam that we said is forbidden to offer the balance, what is it, what are the circumstances? And here the Gemara goes through several stages, and that's why you see the numberings that appear in the next few lines, several stages in trying to figure this out. What is the case of Stam that you said is forbidden? E lema deleko sheis biyom likrav. Before we go on, just to repeat a major point that we mentioned in our introduction, there lurks in the background the problem of Baal Tosif, of adding that which the Torah prohibits, or that which the Torah dictates. The Torah said, the Chagoysim Oisoi Chag L'Hashem, that one day is for the Chagiga, and here I'm coming and doing it on more days. That's the Isser of Baal Tosif. So what are the circumstances of the Stam that we said is forbidden? So number one, Ilemo Doleko Sheis Biyom Likrav. Person started offering the animals. He had 10 animals he had set aside, and they started offering them, but they ran out of time. Hai delo akrivinhu, that which the balance of the animals was not offered on the first day, mishum deleko sheis biyom. It's only because they didn't have enough time. So, why would it be forbidden for him to offer the balance? V'ela, rather, deles lei oichlin. The reason he didn't offer the other animals is he didn't have enough people to eat them. Well, then leima hai delo akrivinu mishum deles lei oichlin. So then, shouldn't we have explained that that which he didn't offer them, that which he didn't offer them is because he didn't have people to eat the meat? Lo tzricha, no, it's necessary to teach the Isser of Stam, the Iko Sheus Beyoim V'Islei Oichlin. You're talking about someone that had set aside 10 animals and started the offering early in the day, so Sheus means there was time left in the day to offer all of them, and he didn't. And he had a lot of people, there was enough people that in his household to eat all of them, and yet he didn't offer all of them. Mi debekamo lo akrivinu, from the fact that on the first day he didn't offer all of them, when he had enough time and there were enough people to eat all of the meat, shma mino shiurei shairinu, it shows us that he deliberately left them over because he wanted to observe 2 days in the fulfillment of Chagiga, and the Torah says 1 day is dedicated toward Chagiga offering. And that's why we say Bistam, it's Osir to offer the balance of the animals on a subsequent day. Vahachi Nami Mistabra. Rashi adds that it's also, when the Gemara says it's also likely what? That Rabbi Yochanan will be Modeh, Rabbi Yochanan will concede B'demeforesh. Rabbi Yochanan will concede that you can offer the balance of the animals when you originally earmarked all of them for the first day. And where do we see Rabbi Yochanan conceding? That's Hochinam Esorba. This is support to Rabbi Abba. Now again, we have Rabbi Yochanan triangled so that we can highlight both comments of his. He says, "Hifrish eser behemus l'chagiga." So, person set aside 10 animals for his chagiga. Hikriv chomesh biyontov rishon choser umakriv. Notice the emphasis with our dash underlining. Choser umakriv chomesh biyontov sheni. If he offered 5 on the first day, he is allowed to offer the balance on a subsequent day. Well, Kashin al-Dodi, you might say at first glance that these two statements of Rabbi Yochanan are contradictory. If you look at the first triangle, Rabbi Yochanan, we dashed underline Shuveinu Makriv. Here we dashed underline Choziru Makriv. That would seem to be contradictory. Elolav Shma Mino. The conclusion, therefore, must be Kan Bistam, Kan Bimeforesh. If the 10 animals were set aside without specifying that they are for the first day, then he would not be able to offer the balance. However, where he specified that all animals are for the first day, he's acknowledging that the Chagiga is for one day. If he didn't offer the rest of them, that's not an indication that he intends to have 2 days, but rather he is acknowledging, because he was Meforish, that they're all for the first day. He's acknowledging that there's basically one day. And the subsequent day that he offers as a balance is simply a tashlumen, a completion of the balance of those animals that were earmarked for the first day. Shma Mino. So this is conclusive that Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, says, like Rabbi Abba had mentioned, that he would concede to Reish Lakish that you can offer the balance on a subsequent day, but once again, provided that you were Meforesh. Itmar Nami, Omer of Shaman Bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan. We have a note in the Rashi, Itmar Nami, Dehecha Demuchach Milsa, Delohoya Bedaito, Lochuk Shnei Omen Moide Rabbi Yochanan. Where it's clear that he did not have in mind to observe multiple days as days of Chagiga offerings, Rabbi Yochanan would concede that you can offer on the balance of the animals on a subsequent day. So Rav Shaman quotes Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu, that which is taught later in a Tanaic source. There's a brisa that will appear in the middle of this Amud, part of our next shir, where we see the drosha that we alluded to earlier, v'chagoysim oisoi, we alluded to this in our shiur today, indicating one day and not any more. So, lo shonu, our Gemara says at the top line, elo shelo gomar. Avol gomar choser umakriv. What does this mean, though? My gomar, ilemo gomar korban oisov, that he finished his sacrifices, my makriv, what's left to offer? Elo shelo gomar hayoim, where that which we say that you have only one day and not any more, that's where you were in a situation that you were offering some of your animals as a chagiga and the day didn't finish, but you stopped. Avol gomar hayom, but if you were offering the animals that you had set aside as chagiga and time ran out, the day finished and you didn't finish offering the rest, choser makriv, you're entitled to offer the rest. And this, of course, is Rabbi Yochanan, so that we see that Rabbi Yochanan acknowledges a situation where you will be offering chagiga sacrifices over the course of a couple of days. And as we said, that's fine and good as long as it's clear to us that you're not doing it because of the intention of having multiple days for Chagiga offerings. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.